Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day. In this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day, despite the fact that it's a very sad day for people who care about our military, who care about our national security. We've just had three Americans in uniform who were killed while they slept by a drone attack. There are now saying there are 40 who were seriously injured in this attack. The president has promised that he will respond. Question is, how? And very few people more informed in answering that question than Dr. Mark Esper. He was the 27th Secretary of Defense, the last Secretary of Defense serving under President Trump, and he was the 23rd Secretary of the Army. He is also the author of the best-selling book, A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. Well, we're still living, Dr. Esper, during extraordinary times right now. If you were back at the Pentagon, what would you advise the president concerning the appropriate response to this dastardly and deadly attack on our fellow citizens?
Yeah, first of all, Michael, great to be back with you and your audience. And second, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to the young soldiers who were killed and their families. It's really a tough day. And as you said, three killed, but 40-plus injured, some of them seriously. Look, what I would tell the president is he has to respond and do so forcefully. And I think we have to target Iranian forces and Iranian sites outside Iran, which is where I would begin. I've said for some time now, the last few months, that the response by the Biden administration has not been sufficient in terms of the frequency or the forcefulness of the response. We've been attacked by militia groups in Syria and Iraq 165 times was the number announced today by the Pentagon, and we've probably responded fewer than 10. So it was inevitable that this would happen if we hadn't nipped it in the bud earlier. And so here we are, and I think when Americans are killed, you have to respond with a great deal of force, and you have to go at the source. And the source is Iran. It's throughout the Middle East, whether it's Syria, Iraq, Yemen, where the Houthis are, Gaza with Hamas, Hezbollah, southern Lebanon, and now an attack into Jordan. So it continues to grow.
And would you advise striking on actual Iranian territory, or would that involve a necessary escalation? Should it be wherever these militias are?
I would include that as an option, targets against Iran in Iran, but I would begin with IRGC, that's the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps forces. Those are the forces that are sponsoring these proxies and everything. I would start by striking their forces, their sites, their locations outside of Iran first in Iraq and Syria. Take them out, see how their proxy groups in Iran respond, and if that doesn't work, then keep working your way closer and closer to Iran. You could sink Iranian ships in the Red Sea, for example. You could take out oil platforms. There are a number of things you could do before you start touching Iranian soil, but I would not take that off the list.
And again, what would be... would you expect there to be some kind of statement renouncing this sort of violence from the Iranian government, or are they likely to just say, well, we don't really control these independent militias?
Well, they've already made that declaration that this was not them, they were not behind it. But, well, look, we all know otherwise. The Iranians organize, train, equip, fund, inspire, in some cases coordinate and direct these attacks throughout the region. So if they were willing to stop these attacks, they could reach out to the proxy groups and get them to stop. But I suspect the intelligence is indicating none of that, if not just the opposite.
And meanwhile, obviously, the current situation involving so many proxies of the Iranian government creating so much misery and violence around the world. Should we look again at some kind of serious action to disable their nuclear program?
Well, it certainly needs to be stopped. They've made a lot of progress. They've gotten closer in terms of the amount and of enriched uranium and the percent to which it's enriched, which is a concern. Now, once they get that, they still have to build a weapon. But I think the problem in front of us is this escalation of attacks against American forces. The far greater threat, of course, would be a nuclear weapon. But look, we've reached a point where they're funding this malign behavior, and it's now very aggressive throughout the region. And they're doing this because they want the United States out of the Middle East so that they could dominate the Arab states and they could dominate that region. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. I mean, it's no surprise that Iraq is talking about changing the agreement with the United States so that our 2,500 troops or so that are based there are pushed out of the region. That would be a start. And they want us out of Jordan as well, which was one of the reasons behind the attack on the site that was where the three Americans were killed. So, look, they know what they want to achieve, and they are continued up the game.
Yes, Iran, according to Fox News, Iran says the claims it is linked to the Jordan drone attack and the deaths of U.S. soldiers, those are baseless claims. What is not baseless is the story today that the U.S. Navy is starting to enlist individuals who did not graduate from high school or get a GED, marking the second time in about a year that the service, the Navy, has opened the door to lower performing recruits in order to meet enlistment goals. Your reaction?
Look, there are larger social and demographic changes here across the country which are quite troubling. You know, my former service, the Army, missed its numbers by about 25% last year. And 2 years ago, and 15% or so last year. And the bottom line is, I think you and your listeners will be surprised that 78% or so of America's youth do not qualify to serve, are not qualified to serve our country. And when you look at those remaining, fewer than 9% or so are even inclined to serve. And this is a downward trend that we've seen year after year after year. It has to be reversed, and it's going to take leadership from the White House and in Congress to do so, because the service is going to be forced to either lower the recruiting standards, which we see happening, and I fear will happen, or we may have to face conscription at some point, which nobody wants to happen. So it's a troubling trend that continues, and we need all hands on deck to reverse this slide in the demographics and the cultural view of military service.
When you say that about three quarters of young people are ineligible to serve, is that largely because of obesity, because of drug use?
All of the above, although it begins with obesity. That may be one of the biggest factors, but you have obesity, you have mental health issues, you have lack of physical fitness, you have poor academic standing. I mean, the list goes on and on. And like I said, Michael, that 22% that does qualify, only 9% of them are interested. And so it's a very small pool out of the 34 million or so 17 to 24-year-olds out there in our country. It's a very small pool, fewer than a half million, I think. They're actually qualified and interested in serving. So it's really tough. And for a country of, 333 million, we should be able to do a lot better than that.
We certainly did a lot better than that with your service in the Army as Secretary of the Army and the 27th Secretary of Defense of the United States. Dr. Mark Esper is the author of the bestseller, A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. And it certainly gives you a vision of the last days of the Trump administration that is very much worth looking at, particularly in this political season. A Godspeed to you, Secretary Esper. Coming up, there is an explanation, rather partisan explanation, about the big boom, another day, good day, in the stock market. Why is this happening right now? There is a partisan view which we will get to coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump not only offered Truth Social today about the immigration bill that was basically blown up. It was an attempt at compromise to make it tougher for people to get into the country through the asylum route, but that isn't happening. He also took credit on Truth Social for the very strong stock market that we've been experiencing recently. And again, the market up another 200 points today, that Dow Jones. President Trump writes, "This is the Trump stock market because my polls against Biden are so good that investors are projecting that I will win, and that will drive the market up." Again, if you talk to people who are involved with investments, one of the things they're concerned about is one of the promises that Trump has made for his second term, if he gets it, is a tremendous increase in taxes, which most conservatives understand is not a way to improve or enhance the market. Now, why would there be an increase in taxes? Because he has said he will attach a 10% tariff. A tariff is a tax. And that 10% tariff would be attached to any products from anywhere that aren't the United States. There was also commentary and speculation over the weekend that apparently Trump is talking about attaching some kind of 60% tariff to material from China. Now, that would surely damage the Chinese economy, but it would also profoundly damage the American economy. And once upon a time, Republicans were pretty clear on that, not so much recently. There's also a piece by Hillel Neuer that I think really needs to be brought to everyone's attention. Most people have seen some of the revelations about UNRWA. UNRWA has been this bizarre UN organization for 70 years. And an organization that specifically exists to help Palestinian refugees. And it has been well known for many years, and it's something that Israel has complained about. It basically has helped to feed, finance, support Palestinian intransigence, and some of the extraordinarily toxic and openly racist anti-Semitic material that is taught, for instance, in Palestinian schools, some of which are run under the jurisdiction of UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration. In any event, Hillel Neuer of UN Watch, which monitors everything going on in the UN, says, breaking news, the few bad apples line pushed by the UN has just been obliterated. The Wall Street Journal front page is reporting now that an estimated 1,200 UNRWA employees in Gaza are actually operatives of Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And about half have close relatives who belong to the Islamic terror organizations, according to Israeli intelligence estimates shared with the U.S. government. The report said 23% of UNRWA's male employees, the agency has a total staff of 12,000 in Gaza, took active part in the Hamas organization's military or political framework, a higher percentage than the average of 15% for adult males in Gaza in general. The information in the Israeli intelligence reports is based on sensitive signals intelligence as well as cell phone tracking data, interrogations of captured Hamas gunmen, and documents recovered from dead terrorists. Nearly half of all UNRWA employees, an estimated 49%, also had close relatives with official ties to Hamas and other terror groups. The October 7th intelligence reports seen by the Wall Street Journal identified an UNRWA Arabic teacher who was also a Hamas terror commander and took part in a terrorist attack on Kibbutz Be'eri, where 97 people were murdered and about 26 people were kidnapped and taken as hostages to Gaza. Another UNRWA employee, described in the dossier as a social worker, played a role in absconding with the body of a dead Israeli soldier, which was taken to Gaza. This is the way it was reported on MSNBC. Listen.
This dossier alleges that 10 out of these 12 employees were basically moonlighting as Hamas operatives, one more allegedly a member of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The dossier also says at least two of these men have been killed since October 7th. UNRWA, for its part, says it is taking this extremely seriously. It has fired the 9 surviving men, but it is also saying that by cutting funding, the U.S. and other countries are effectively imposing collective punishment on the entire population of Gaza in response to the actions of a few men.
Okay, they're saying in the Wall Street Journal that it's not a few men. It's 1,200 UNRWA employees in Gaza who are operatives of Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad. We got an email from Steve in Walla Walla, Washington. He says, you were talking today about legislation that is being debated concerning the crisis at the border. The general conversation between you and Juan Williams was that the legislation would help in some way to alleviate at least some of that crisis. My contention, and also my question, is one that many are asking about such legislation. Why should anybody that has seen what has happened at the border over the last decade or more believe that such legislation will alleviate anything? We have not complied with the current laws. They are broken every day. There is no respect for this administration, for the rule of law. New legislation will accomplish nothing unless the law is actually followed. If I were running the Trump campaign, I would certainly pose that question. I wasn't able to listen to the whole conversation between you and Juan Williams, so maybe you address this particular issue. At any rate, many rational people I know are asking that question. It should be answered. And to answer in just a moment, one of the things that to say that nothing happens because the government won't follow through is basically defeatist, and it is not true. One of the things that needs to be done is to process this whole matter of who gets asylum to provide more personnel, more manpower. That's part of what the bill would have done, so that you don't allow people to come into the United States while spending 2, 3, 4, 5 years before their case is even dealt with. That's part of the urgency here. And Steve, your question is great, and I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking a Manhattan judge to mandate that Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against him. The case alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. The judge's ruling was anticipated by the end of January. A recent report from the Department of Justice reveals that schools rank as the third most frequently reported locations for hate crimes in the U.S., the numbers surged, more than doubling from 2020 to 2022. Amazon has decided to halt its acquisition of iRobot. Monday, both companies disclosed that they have mutually agreed to cancel the deal, citing no path to regulatory approval in the European Union. Consequently, Amazon is obligated to pay a termination fee of $94 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, every once in a while, you have a kind of following history pattern where you can look back and take a look at what you believed, oh, maybe in this case it's about a year ago. When I believed that John Fetterman would be a complete disaster and a joke and ridiculous to elect as a United States Senator. He has so much overperformed, I think, anyone's expectations. And yes, he's a Democrat, but he's been on one of the issues that I care about very profoundly. He has been courageous and exemplary, and that is in standing up for the support of decency and humanity and civilization, in supporting Israel's right to defend itself and Israel's right to go after the Hamas terrorists and to create not an opportunity for vengeance but an opportunity for security and for deterrence and for preventing another attack. In any event, on Friday night, John Fetterman, who, by the way, is not Jewish, he doesn't identify as Jewish at all, but he is a great supporter of Israel. He lives in Braddock, Pennsylvania. He used to be mayor of Braddock before he was in the U.S. Senate. And at his home, he was there at his home with his family in Braddock, Pennsylvania, and as the Friday evening was coming in, there were a group of anti-Israel protesters who showed up to his home and were chanting their various slogans. They were, of course, all profoundly anti-Israel. And So Senator Fetterman got up to the roof of his house, and he's a giant guy. He's, what, 6'9". I mean, he's the biggest U.S. senator by far. But in any event, you can see with that wingspan, and he has a wingspan, he had a gigantic Israeli flag that he got up on the roof of his house, and he held it above the heads of the demonstrators. And it sounded like this. Listen.
Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide! You're supporting genocide! Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide! You're supporting genocide! Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide! You're supporting genocide!
Okay, and yes, the Israeli flag didn't silence them, but it broke their rhythm for their chance against Fetterman. There was also Nikki Haley. Again, she was campaigning in Conway, South Carolina, and she spoke about the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops and injured at least 40 others. Here is Ambassador Haley. Number 11.
I acknowledge the fact that at the military cells, we lost three of our heroes. And I will tell you the fact that we lost three and dozens were wounded after 160 attacks on our men and women in the military. It is absolutely shameful. But what we need to remember is those families need to be lifted up today. We need to lift up every one of those families who lost their loved ones and every one of those families whose loved ones have been injured in these attacks. So please take a moment to just lift them up in prayer. Let's just take a few seconds, please.
Okay, and there was a moment of prayer on behalf of our troops. She was also on CNBC recommending a course of action. Clip 14.
Very first strike that hit, you punch and you punch back hard. What they should be doing is going after every ounce of production of those missiles. Wherever those missiles are, you take that out. You keep right. You take out the training sites. You go and you.
But does that risk escalating a war?
Does that mean striking Iran directly?
It means striking the resources that are allowing them to hurt our troops. That's what you're doing. It's not
they're
going after the.
They're backed by Iran. Iran says that they're not declaring the shots, but Iran's training them. They're providing intelligence. They're providing weapons.
And this goes
there
back.
Would be no Hamas without Iran, Hezbollah without Iran, or Houthis without Iran.
But
yes, you're going.
Iran is a really big escalation.
As you go after wherever those missiles are, the production, wherever it is in Iraq and Syria, you take that out. Wherever it is in Lebanon that they're doing that, you take that out. You go after the leaders making the decisions. It's not after Iran, the country. It's after the people who are making these decisions. When Soleimani was assassinated, it sent a chill up their spine. They literally, it took their breath out. You have to be strategic. It's not starting war. It's actually preventing war.
And that's Nikki Haley. And the opposite point of view, and somebody who comes very close to just the Hamas party line, is taken by AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the gentle lady from the Bronx, who was also on Meet the Press over the weekend and highlighted some of the divisions in the Democratic Party. She couldn't be more critical of the President of the United States, who is almost certainly going to be the Democratic nominee for president. Here is AOC, clip 7.
Do you agree with that word, genocide, that the president's been supporting a genocide, or does that go too far?
I think what we are seeing right now throughout the country is that young people are appalled at at the violence and the indiscriminate loss of life. We are not just seeing 25,000 people that have died in Gaza. We are seeing the starvation of millions of people, the displacement over 2 million Gazans. We have South Africa that has mounted a court in the ICJ. The ICJ ruled this week that Israel has a grave responsibility to prevent genocide.
But they're still determining whether it's a genocide. Do you think that
they are still determining it?
That it's still under investigation?
I believe that they're still determining it. But in the interim ruling, the fact that they said there's a responsibility to prevent it, the fact that this word is even in play, the fact that this word is even in our discourse, I think demonstrates the mass inhumanity that Gazans are facing. And so whether you are an individual that believes this is a genocide, which, by the way, in our polling, we are seeing large amounts of Americans concerned specifically with that word.
Okay, again, obviously, Americans, when you find out what genocide is, yes, you're concerned about it and the use of the word. And the fact is that the entire International Court of Justice, the UN World Court, did not find any guilt on the part of Israel for genocide. And what they did was they urged Israel to do what the Israelis have been doing since the beginning of the war, which is, above all, to try to protect their own forces, but to do as little damage as possible while achieving their three war goals. And the three war goals are release of the hostages, the destruction of the Hamas terror infrastructure, and which includes the tunnels, and number three, making sure that there is a means of preventing another attack across that border. Coming up, we'll talk about Nancy Pelosi. Remember her? Talking about the anti-Israel views that have taken root in her own party, the Democrats. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dream come true for many people in our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
And we're very proud.
And Nancy Pelosi was commenting on CNN, and she was commenting on something that has become a gigantic concern for the Democratic Party, which is young Democrats taking anti-Israel positions that really are alien to the American mainstream, going back for years and years and years. This is the way that the former Speaker of the House explains the fact that while the older generation, and she's over 80 now, the older generation remains very supportive of Israel and the existence of the Jewish state and its right to defend itself, why it is that so many young Democrats take the other side. This is clip 3.
Do you think some of these protests are Russian plants?
These are plants. I think some financing should be investigated. And I want to ask the FBI to investigate that. But apart from that, let's just say it's all spontaneous and sincere. Let's say it's all spontaneous and sincere. Young people care about the right to choose, they care about LGBTQ issues, they care about preserving the planet, they care about gun violence prevention, that's what they tell us. They care about our democracy and the freedoms that are contained in some of what I said. So they're going to have to make a decision, staying home to enable or to agonize, organize, not agonize, but organize.
And what she's talking about is the fact that, people who hate Israel are not going to be supporting either Joe Biden or President Trump, because fortunately, it seems to me, when it comes to support of Israel at a time of turmoil, they both deserve some credit. And the one thing that that Democrats are worried about is not that there will be a huge defection of some of these young leftists to Donald Trump. It's kind of hard to imagine they would vote for him, but that they'll stay home, and that could kill Biden, particularly in states like Michigan, where they have an estimated at least 200,000 Arab American voters. President Biden carried Michigan and 16 electoral votes by 150,000 votes. So he needs those 200,000 voters there in Michigan and around the country if he's going to win. Gavin Newsom, who continues to at least raise questions about the replacement of either Joe Biden as a presidential candidate or Kamala Harris as a vice presidential candidate, indicates that he believes that, yes, the Democrats have to be worried this year about third-party candidates. Listen, clip six.
How worried are you about a third-party? And there'll be multiple third-party candidates. So it doesn't take a lot. I know a third-party candidate isn't likely to be elected president or beat either one. But, I mean, how worried are you? Yeah, how worried are you about that?
Well, I have to be worried. But you know what? You got to control the controllables. You got to control what you have to control. Right now, it's getting the vote out.
Do you think it's a mistake, then, for Democrats to try to keep these third-party candidates, no labels, and the others off the ballot?
You're seeing
an effort.
Yeah, I think, when you try to suppress choice and voice, it tends to backfire.
Especially when you're talking about the importance of democracy. You're trying to keep people off the ballot.
Yeah, so I don't get consumed by that. And I'm not here on behalf of the Biden administration even thinking about that. I'm a simple guy. What I mean by that is, I look at, for example, let's look at no labels. I actually took the time. I encourage people to look at what are they for. And I thought, wow, this is literally reads as the accomplishment list of the Biden-Harris administration. So they're a solution in search of a problem, I respectfully submit.
I'm not sure all the people over at No Labels would agree, nor would the often spoken about Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, who is leaving his Senate seat. He's giving it up. It is likely to be picked up by the Republican governor of West Virginia. But the idea that No Labels just is a model of the Democratic Party, that's basically not a way, it seems to me, to disarm those people who are a majority of Americans who say they don't want Biden to run for president. They think he's too old and too weak, and they don't want Trump to run for president because they think he's too Trump. And that's one of the ideas, that if the Democrats are going to bank their survival on trying to suppress third parties, it probably won't work. It also won't work if you try to make progress on climate issues by throwing soup at the Mona Lisa. That just happened over the weekend in the Louvre in Paris. Here's what the scene sounded like as the scene unfolded right around one of the world's most celebrated works of art. Listen. Okay, it's ugly. The food looks like regurgitation. It looks like they threw a bucket of vomit at the Mona Lisa. But the Louvre said the work was behind protective glass and was not damaged. And that's a good thing. Meanwhile, when you talk about works of art, famous works of art, not every movie that aspires to that status makes that status happen, but at least they are trying to deal with some serious issues. And that's true with a movie about two of the great minds of the previous century. C.S. Lewis, the great Christian apologist, and Sigmund Freud, founder of psychoanalysis. What if they met toward the end of Freud's life and had an argument? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Anthony Hopkins plays Dr. Sigmund Freud during the last days of his life at the very beginning of World War II, who gets a surprise visit from an Oxford Don, C.S. Lewis, played by Matthew Good, as they fiercely debate the existence of God in the audacious and intriguing Freud's Last Session.
Why would you come here to see me if you disagree so passionately with my views?
You've insisted all your life that the very concept of God is ludicrous.
Have you frightened off your professor yet?
That's Freud's daughter, Anna, played by Liv Lisa Fries, who provides some additional background during these long, ferocious debates. Based on a book and a stage play, the movie reveals at the end that Freud and Lewis never actually met. But the world-class acting here and the evocative detail about Freud's home and study in London make you wish that they had and that someone recorded the interchange. As it is, this movie does a better job asking questions than providing answers. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for Freud's Last Session. And we will be talking about some of the issues of our time, maybe not on the same level as Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis, though sometimes we do get caught up in issues of theology and the law. Okay, John Yoo, a great legal scholar at University of California at Berkeley, talks about Donald Trump's trials, and as someone sympathetic to President Trump, talks about his strategy for avoiding their political damage. We'll be speaking to John Yoo. We'll also be speaking about one of the most powerful and influential of all Americans. Her name is Taylor Swift. Maybe you've heard of her. She's already helped the Chiefs get into the Super Bowl. Now, what's her role helping somebody get into the White House in 2024? A new poll shows that about a fifth of Americans say they would be influenced by a Taylor Swift endorsement. There's also an analysis that says that last week was a bad week for Trump. He was charged with 83.3 million, an additional 300,000. For his interchange and defamation, alleged defamation, of E. Jean Carroll. This week, however, could be even worse. How would that happen? Well, it's another trial. It's supposed to have its verdict by Wednesday. And racism front, a big question. Why are there so many robots who are white? That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.